Morning. Morning, everyone. If we can turn to Matthew chapter 6, which is a chapter we're familiar with, Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew 6:33. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. Thank you that you've brought us here where we can start our morning with you, Lord. We just pray that you'll be with us for the rest of the day and just speak to us during our quiet time. We give you this time, and all this I pray in Jesus' name. So Matthew 6:33 is something that we're all very familiar with. It feels like we've gone through this verse over and over all the time, right? But for me, for this year, I was just back in Singapore for Chinese New Year with my family. Just spending Chinese New Year because all my family is still there. And this year, it was very different. Back for 10 days, expecting all the new Chinese New Year visiting and all those kind of things. But it was very different this year because of a few family situations. I think when I came back to Hong Kong, there was a thought in my head, like, you know, for the past few years, the time that I've been away for 8 years now, and 5 years in Hong Kong, and there was always that feeling of being away and not being able to care for our family. And I think for a lot of us who are in Hong Kong, whether it's for work, whether we got married and we moved here, or even if for whatever reason we might be away from our family and friends, or we've worked overseas, and there are people that God has placed in our hearts that we wish we could minister to, wish we could be there, share with them the gospel, and be doing ministry with them whatsoever. But distance has kept us apart. So that's always been a burden in my heart with regards to my family and friends in Singapore. Because I'm the first Christian in my family, in my immediate family, and I'm like, if I'm not there, who's going to be there? Who's going to tell them all about it? I'm the best person, you know? I'm the first one in the family. I need to tell them. It's like, oh, God must have called me to be the first one so that I can bring the message to my family. And that burden was burning. It's like, if it's not me, there's nobody else kind of feeling. And I think in Hong Kong, sorry. Yeah, hello. Testing. Yeah. In Hong Kong, for a lot of us that are away, we feel that way. So that's always been what's been in my heart and a big reason for, in time to come, I need to go back to Singapore really soon. Especially for this year. Yeah, back to Chinese New Year. This year for Chinese New Year, expecting all that big busyness, but it didn't turn out that way. In the end, there was no family visiting. Usually we go over to my grandmother's place, where there's this big, small place with 30 or 40 people squeezed into it, trying to have a reunion dinner, those sort of things. But because of a relative's credit situation, we had to avoid being there. And it was very weird. It's the first year for as long as I can remember, that I didn't go to my grandmother's place. And I was just like, what happened? If I could have been here, what could I have done? If I've been here, I could have prayed more. Those sort of things. I mean, I trust that God would take care of my family, but there's a part where you feel like you have a duty to be there. But this past trip was amazing. It was such an encouragement for me. I mean, prior to that, my grandmother's health hasn't been very well. So for the longest time, I would just be praying, you know, praying at EMP, praying at home, quiet time. And my husband, Thaddeus, one time when we go back, he's like, why don't you pray for your grandmother? I was like, I don't know how to in her language because she speaks a dialect. You know, but I'm not praying to her, right? We're praying to God who understands everything, and it doesn't matter. And we did that last year. I'm like, Grandma, can I touch your feet? It's very weird. So I did, and she said, sure. She's like, yeah, you know, in her dialect, yeah, there's this pastor who did it for me. And I was like, what are you talking about? Well, pastor, like, have you been going to church without me knowing? But no, they have this community center where she goes every once a week. So they have the church, like what we do with our local outreach. They go visit the elderly, because in that area, there's a lot of elderly. She goes down once a week to play games, and then once a week, they ferry them off to a theater to share the gospel with them. And I couldn't believe it. As I was telling her about, like, oh, you know, I pray that Jesus will heal you. She's like, yeah, I know about this Jesus guy. Yeah, they tell us he's quite nice. And I was like, oh, my grandma knows more than I thought she did. And she was open to receiving prayer for healing, something that so many of us don't even bother to, like for the well that we have on Sunday. Yeah, and I'm just so thankful for this church and this pastor couple who goes down there and who is able to better share the message because they know the dialect very well. They were able to communicate and share the love of Jesus better than I could have if I was in Singapore, because my language just could not, not possible. And it just reminded me, God is going to place the best people to minister to other people, to our family. You know, that burden that we might have being away, we need to trust that God has placed other people to care for those that we care about. God cares about what we care about and who we care about. And in that same way, we should be caring for those who are in our care right now. You know, the same way that I'm so thankful that there's someone caring for my family, for my grandmother in Singapore, I wish I'm doing the same thing for someone else's family here. You know, there are others whose family is not here, others who have the same prayer for their family members in Hong Kong, and we are that change agent. And it's given me, it's really reminded me and encouraged me to not be so inward looking. And as long as we're faithful in what we do, where we are planted, you know, if we're faithful in, as it says in Matthew 6:33, as we seek his kingdom and his righteousness, all these things that we care about will be given to us as well. And yeah, another example was also with my this trip and everything. So that was instance one where she's like, yeah, these Christian people are quite nice. Why do they just come and like hang out with us old people? You know, she couldn't figure it out. I was like, yeah, we're nice people. You know, that's what we do. and then with this this incident that happened at home with the credit situation. And she told me that this other pastor has come to my house too to pray over our house. I was like, not the same one? She's like, no, another one. Christian too. Because one of my relatives got into debt, and it's just really encroached in every other sibling, every family member. Gambling reaches, like spreads out like a spider web. So that's what happened. And yeah, without fear of their own safety, without that courage that they have to just go over to my grandma's house and to pray, the same way that we do, you know, asking for names, if they could go around her house to pray over the place, and regular visits, and really just bringing comfort to the whole family. Yeah, it's unbelievable to the point where when I go back, or even prior to that, my mom has been talking to me on the phone about it. She's like, hey, is there anything like your church thing can do? I was like, what do you mean my church thing can do? And then now that she knows that I work at a church, she's like, you know, this church have this, you know, you guys help people, right? And I know it sounds like I'm doing such a poor job of telling her what I do, of explaining everything that the church does. But it was interesting because to the point where there's no hope anymore, where she's like, where else can I find help? This church thing that you do, right? What's the reason that you do? And she was looking to me for an answer. And it was a really good opportunity. So at the end of the day, it's not for me to keep badgering on her, to want to share with her. If I'm in Singapore every Sunday, am I going to come home and say, hey, this is the message that was at church this Sunday? It's unfortunate in a way that it came through such an opportunity, but it's still an opportunity that God has provided to stir up conversation. And it was through her best friend who told her, hey, there's this other church that helps with rehab. And yeah, again, I'm so thankful for our outreach teams, for what they do, for, you know, our drug rehab teams, our homie outreach teams. This is exactly what our church is doing here in SP. And this is what churches around, you know, be it Singapore, be it Korea, be it wherever it is, that's what the church does to fill in the gaps when we can't do it for our own family. So God really places the right people. I think, in retrospect, if I was the one who was at home, I would get really defensive. I would feel like I need to give the best explanation. I need to drag them to see things. And I might get offensive. I really wouldn't have been the right person to have been there for them. So I just want to encourage us to be, to really look at where we are called to. You know, for right now for us in Hong Kong, to care for those who have been placed in our midst. Care for those that we that's right in front of us that we can care for. I think about the God who loves and cares for me so much. He's got to care for my family and my friends too. Why wouldn't he? And even if we don't see it right now, you know, it's a slow process and all that. I remember when I first became a Christian and they were not very approving of it. To go to church every Sunday, I would tell them, I'm having dim sum every Sunday at 9 o'clock because I couldn't tell them. And yeah, lying to go to church, not a very good start. From having to have dim sum every Sunday at 9 o'clock, to working at a church now and to be able to have that freedom, it took time. It took perhaps 10 years, but it happens. Yeah, and it encourages me. I'm not saying like, whoa, you know, this is, yay, now you work at church or you come to church regularly and all that, and that's all fine and dandy. But that progression is something that I continue to hold on to. To know that I don't have to see things immediately, and God's plan is going to pan out. Yeah, in the moments when we are discouraged, to be reminded of that. You know, even for Thaddeus and I, the way that we became Christian was when we were in college in Toronto, where we were just kind of like new Christians kind of thing, and all those kind of, we're like, oh, it'd be kind of nice if we had Bible study or something like that. But we don't know where to start off. There was no church type, you know, we didn't know where to look for it. And lo and behold, a Korean missionary was standing at the junction, standing there giving out name cards. And to college students, would you like to learn about the Bible? So I was like, oh. So Thaddeus was the one who met this Korean missionary and came back with that. And I think if it wasn't at that right moment, at that right junction, I would have said, that person is crazy. No. Why is he just standing at the junction? But God knew that was what we needed at that point. And we took the name card, we went, we showed up, and he was a math professor at the University of Toronto. We're like, what's a professor doing standing in the middle of the junction? and in the end, it was really their faithful sowing, you know. he ended up studying with the husband, with the professor, and I ended up doing the Bible study with his wife once a week for an hour for 3 years. In the same way that my grandma's thinking right now, I was like, we don't have to pay for these lessons? She's just giving us free food? Why? It was so giving in the most I cannot understand kind of way. And yeah, it was so crazy. Just over Christmas, we lost touch a little bit. Here and there, we would send greetings to each other. But over Christmas, she emailed out of the blue. She's like, oh, hey, I have another student who's going to Hong Kong and all that, and I remember the church that you mentioned. So I Googled for it, and so I saw your face on the homepage. And she's like, oh, you're working at church now. And you know, in that, I hope I'm able to show her that it wasn't all in vain. You know, those hours that added up, I don't know, a few hundred hours, and the times that she followed up, even the many years after when, you know, I was that selfish Christian who had a desperate prayer request, and I'm like, can you pray for me, please? You know, and she did. And yeah, and as she was sharing, she was saying, you know, it gives her encouragement to continue to sow into that community. It's quite hard in Toronto, in Canada. Yeah. You know, standing in the cold at the junction in winter. And yeah, in that small way, I hope that I gave her a little bit of encouragement back for those years of sewing, and that she's continuing on to pay for it, and I hope I can pay it for it in the same way. Yeah. All right. So yeah, if right now we can just close our eyes and just pray and just think about certain people, you know, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends that you've always had a burden for, that you wish you could, that you felt always that, oh, I wish I could have been around more to minister to them. Spend this time in prayer and lift them up. And yeah, to know that the best thing you can do is really to pray for them. Yeah, and let them know that you're praying for them.
I see her. eternity. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. 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 Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest.
Now it says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord." Let's just continue to lift up our family and friends. Right now we just lift up our community who's battling cancer as well as chemo and radiation therapy. Let's go to our next slide. For the rest of our community, the family who's battling illness, but also waiting to hear the word of salvation. Let's go on next slide. Pray for our community, our church members, and the family who are suffering from infirmities. If I can just highlight to you the last one, Sophia Lee's son Matthew. I think they have he has a scan today. Yeah, just can pray for him. That everything comes back clear. go to our next slide to pray for our brothers and sisters who are looking for work right now. Just continue to pray that they will be encouraged to know that God's going to be faithful and that He's going to provide. We can go to our mission focus for today. Let's pray for China, for our family there, for Pastor Hyun-su, Chloe, and that the pregnancy with the baby is all going well. The Chung family, pray for Matt and Pastor Nate's parents, Edie Clark, and just the churches there. Just pray that freedom is going to come, that they'll be able to worship freely the way that we get to here. Let's lift up the board, the members and their family to you. P. Sam, Kiwon, Brian, Sandro, Max, Jackie, and Mon. And lift up the hospitality team with the welcoming team that's headed by Pastor Ricky and the barista team with Ashley. Just continue to give them creative ideas. Let's lift up our fellowship ministries, our men's ministry with their Monday morning prayer meeting, their prayer desire group, men's fraternity, women's ministry that's restarting, and there's been quite a few meetings. It's going to be an exciting year ahead with lots of ideas, and also our young adults ministry. Just pray for Pastor Kenny and all his leaders. Let's also lift up the house churches that I'm meeting today: Causeway Bay, East Enders, Island, New Conduit, Cimbria, Lion Rock, and McRobinson. That they will really have a good discussion on what it means to be building the house. Pray for all the leaders, all the hosts, that everyone's schedule will be open and they'll really be able to attend house church today. So Lord, we just thank you, Father, for this time of this quiet time. Just thank you for the opportunity to worship you, Lord, in this house. Just continue to lift up our family, our friends, Lord. Just thank you, Father, for the way that you care for us, for caring for the things that we care about. I just pray that you're going to send the right people, Lord, to minister to those that we've been interceding for, that we've been praying for, Lord. And in that same way, that we're going to continue to run hard, pursue you, Lord, where we are right now, that we're going to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord, and that all these things will be given to us, God. Just lift up this time, Lord. Thank you for my brothers and sisters, Lord. Just pray, Father, that you'll be with them for the rest of the day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, everyone. I'll just encourage you to really stay in this place. And yeah, just for this morning, to continue to lift up the names, the people that God has really placed in your heart. And just intercede and pray for them at this time.